This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Union Cabinet today reiterated its commitment to make Sevatheerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav informed that the Cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of state of Kerala as Keralam.
There was a long-standing demand that the name of Kerala should be changed to Keralam. Today, the Union Cabinet has approved this demand. Following this decision, the Honorable President will send the Kerala Alteration of Name Bill 2026 to the State Legislative Assembly. After the decision of the State Assembly is received, the Government of India will take the next step in the matter.
The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved 3 multi-tracking railway projects covering 8 districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the projects is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 2-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. The Minister of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. The 10th meeting of India-Israel Joint Working Group on Counterterrorism was held today in New Delhi. Joint Secretary Counterterrorism in the Ministry of External Affairs, Dr. Vinod Bahade, and Head of Bureau, Strategic Affairs Division, Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel, Nadav Escher, led the delegations. The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation in countering terrorism, reflecting the spirit and breadth of the India-Israel strategic partnership. President Draupadi Murmu called upon the private sector, philanthropists, NGOs and other stakeholders to join hands to build India as a healthcare destination and achieve the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. The president inaugurated the nationwide initiative titled Saving Lives and Building a Healthier Bharat on the occasion of the 75th anniversary of P.D. Hinduja Hospital at Lok Bhavan in Mumbai. Addressing the gathering, the president underscored the importance of health and highlighted various initiatives by the government in this regard. India and Kenya today held the first joint working group meeting on agriculture through virtual mode to enhance bilateral cooperation in the sector. The meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary of Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ajit Kumar Sahu, and Kenya's representative from the Ministry of Foreign and Diaspora Affairs, Mr. Stephen Rono. During the meeting, both sides exchanged views on current priorities, key challenges and emerging initiatives in their respective agricultural sectors. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today met Executive Vice President of Merck Electronics, Catherine Deikas, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that Merck expressed strong interest in expanding its engagement with India's rapidly growing semiconductor ecosystem. They further discussed new avenues for collaboration. A Delhi court today sent Indian Youth Congress President Uday Bhanuchib to 4-day police custody in connection with the protests at the India AI Impact Summit. Judicial Magistrate Ravi allowed 4 days of custody to the police to question Chib over his role in the India AI Impact Summit protest. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, England defeated Pakistan by 2 wickets in a Group 2 Super 8 match at the Pallikkela International Cricket Stadium in Sri Lanka tonight. Batting first, Pakistan scored 164 for loss of 9 wickets in stipulated 20 overs with the help of Sahibzada Farhan's 63 of 45 balls. In reply, England overhauled the target with 2 wickets in hand and 5 balls to spare, riding on Harry Brooks' 100 of 51 balls. For Pakistan, Shaheen Afridi picked up 3 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.